That's mi amiga, Lydia. I met her about 4 years ago. I was eating at a popular restaurant in the Midwest, and Lydia was my server. Y como todos a veces hacemos, when I first saw her, I was trying to identify her origins. She's dark skinned, tall, and has curly black hair styled in an afro. A big afro. To me, she was black. Una morena.
Hi, I'm Lydia Steveson, and I was originally born in Pasadena, California. My mom is from here, and my dad is from Mexico.
And because of the way she looks, Lydia got punched in the face at the mall here in Evansville.
And I hear a group of, like, white people, I heard them talking about something about stealing, and I didn't have my car doors locked, and so I hurried, you know, go into my car. And then once they see me, they started calling each other the N-word. And I'm like, that's not necessary. F you, like profanity thrown my way. And I'm just like, really? And like, that's inappropriate for you to say, like, you know, F you. And then one guy, he screamed at me, he called me an effing nigger. And the guy that was, he was behind me, he comes up and hits me from behind me and punches me in my eye. And at the very end of the whole scenario, they were jumping back in the van, and he's in his van, and he yells, tell Donald Trump that.
En este episodio, exploramos lo que significa identidad. Maria Thomas and I talked to Lydia about being Mexican and African American in the Midwest, dealing with the issues of inmigración and racial profiling, and about the threats her father received after Trump's election. From WNIN NPRX, soy Paola Marisan, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.
In that moment, what went through your head?
At that point, I'm like, okay, so I could try to fight, but there are two men and two women. So I don't want to get jumped in this parking lot right now. Plus, like, nobody, I guess there was nobody else around. Of all times at the mall, there's nobody else around in the parking lot. And I'm just, the audacity of, like, people, white people thinking that they can just say whatever to whoever without any consequences, or like it doesn't matter because they feel so entitled to anything. They feel so entitled to be able to say anything, to be able to do anything because they've always had the privilege to do so.
After Lydia was assaulted, the cops were called, and she says they took a police report but really couldn't do anything else. The attackers were never caught. Un caso más que va sin resolver. In the 10 days after the election, a combination of news reports and witness testimony counted almost 900 incidents of hate or bias, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. The group counted 1,094 incidents in the first month after the election and almost 2,000 between November and March. So, en otras palabras, no cabe duda que Lydia was assaulted because she's black. Her dad, un güero, a light-skinned Mexican, also experienced firsthand el nuevo movimiento anti-inmigrante in the U.S.
Whenever the night where we found out who was leading the country, it was very hard. Because my dad is from Mexico, and I didn't know what was going to happen. What he was gonna do. Sorry. He's a manager at a pretty popular restaurant in downtown LA. And he was a bartender there for years and years and years. And after that, he had, you know, told me there was calls being made, like threats. You know, and it's like in LA, such a big city with so many different types of people, and you're threatening, it kind of just baffled my mind. But that night, I'm worried of like my dad, my tios, my tias, like all my cousins, like their parents are immigrants. Half of my family, they're immigrants. So are you going to send them back to their country? Like, I didn't really know what was going to come of it. And I was very, very anxious about it. I cried. I bawled my eyes out because I didn't know, you know. And in this area, there are so many people that, you know, went that way. And people don't know that my dad is an immigrant. And so I am a bartender, and people, you know, feel the need. They feel like they have to speak about certain things. And I would always tell them, I don't speak about those type of topics because I have a very strong opinion about a lot of things. And so I don't want it to go south. When people would find out that I've had someone say, oh, well, you're not one of those Mexicans. And I'd be like, well, what does that even mean? What does that mean? When it's available for me to speak my mind on certain things, I do. And I try to let people understand. I would rather you just know that I'm proud of who I am, and I'm not going to tolerate your stuff. Even though media tries to highlight lighter skin and straight hair, be proud of your curly, kinky hair. Be proud of your dark skin, your dark eyes, because it's what you have, so you might as well be proud of it.
In the midst of all this political and racial tension, Lidia me dice que ella no tan solo está orgullosa de su kinky hair and her dark skin, but she feels proud of the other half of her heritage, even when that can get her in situations like being punched in the face. After we talked to Lidia, she took a trip to Jalisco, Mexico, because, well, she wants to stay in touch with her roots and learn more about the people she fights for, just like many of us Latinos in the Midwest.
My dad is a big mariachi fan. Anything with a lot of, like, trumpet, it reminds me of my dad, because when I was younger, he would play mariachi, you know, do the... You know, the yell that we do. And sometimes I'll do that at work and everybody will start cracking up.
You should do an example for us. There you go. Oh, that was awesome.
Para más historias como esta, visit us on wnin.org/QPM. Or follow us for behind the scenes on social media. Soy Paola Marisan, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 ¿Qué pasa Midwest? A bilingual podcast telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.